We're live on the fire lines in Colorado, and you'll see up close why wildfires are like nothing else in nature. Also tonight, California's dream of high-speed bullet trains is turning into a slow-motion multi-billion dollar nightmare. And guess what? Your tax dollars paying some of the freight. And later, why is this man smiling? Well, today in his murder trial, Boston's Whitey Bulger, my old neighbor, laughed out loud as a witness described a chilling death threat he allegedly made. Yet, he's still a hero to some. I'll talk to another old neighbor about why. We begin, though, in Colorado, where crews had a good day, but still very far from containing the largest wildfires ever seen in the state. High temps, high wind, not helping. And there are houses, about 400 of them now, in ashes. Worse, each of these serves as a kind of tinderbox, catching sparks, then fueling the flames onward. And those flames move fast. Watch this footage from British Columbia. It's an amazing perspective. One, frankly, you're not supposed to see and still live. Watch how quickly that temperature shoots up. From 100 to nearly 900 degrees in less than 15 seconds. If you were standing here, this would be the last thing you ever see. In a moment, you'll hear from people who get nearly that close time and time again as a job or, for some, as a calling. First, the latest on this fire right now from Martin Savage, who joins us live from Colorado Springs. Martin.
Evening, John. Yeah, we're standing outside of the Incident Command Center. This is essentially where they have been calling the shots on this historic fire for the last 3 days, and for most of that time, the news has not been good. But today, finally, there is at least a glimmer of hope, and a lot of that has to do with the fact, well, with the weather. And the weather had been the problem for so long. Now, suddenly, the weather has turned out to be actually a pretty good thing today. There was cloud cover overhead. That's how it started off. That's good for a number of reasons. It drops the humidity levels, actually raises those, drops the temperature. And the wind had subsided somewhat. That was best of all. And then late this afternoon, the skies opened up. Now, we should tell you that when you get rain like this, it is a good thing as far as helping to douse some of the hot spots. But the problem is it brought a lot of lightning. And that is a huge problem in this area, because even though the ground has been dampened, much of the brush here is tinder dry. And so even once the rain has passed by, it means that that fuel is eventually going to dry out pretty quick here, John. And as a result of that, it is possible that we could be back into a high-threat fire circumstance in just a matter of hours after the rain. But we were out there today. There are no walls of fire. Let me just put that to rest. But what they did today was that they were able to get containment up around 30%. That is, of course, very good. Yesterday, they were practically at zero. And there are also now news that they have been able to at least call off some of the mandatory evacuations, at least for Colorado Springs. That means for some folks, they can begin to go back home. Not for those who have been in the most devastated areas. They're going to have to wait a while. But for those areas on the fringe that were evacuated as a precaution, those people can start to go back home. The other good news is, of course, the fire crews can begin to get some rest. But I will warn you, John, this fire is not out by any means. 30% containment means 70% of it is not under control. And even though it is down to hot spots that have to be mopped up, any one of those could flare. And there are neighborhoods, subdivisions packed that are on the outer edge of this fire that they could still be threatened. So good news, turning a corner, significant progress. But remember, there have been at least two deaths, and there are fears more deaths could be discovered as people and authorities move into these neighborhoods after the flames, John.